The commission recognizes and thanks individuals and entities who've made extraordinary contributions to conservation and in our outdoor world. A couple of years ago, we recognized and thanked an organization for its extraordinary contributions to youth fishing. That was the Club for Boys here in Rapid City, and it's Hooked on Hardwater program, where they take about 60 boys out and do ice fishing, and they get fishing angling pros from across the country to come in and help. Then they donate trips, and they have a fundraiser. Very successful. Kids who would never probably otherwise get out to fish. It's a big deal, a big success, and so we thank them and recognize them and would encourage everybody to take a look at that. This year, we are recognizing and thanking an individual for his contributions to youth hunting. Jim Skull is who we are recognizing and thanking. His really extraordinary contributions and leadership have resulted in a youth hunting program that really has become a guide for the rest of South Dakota and across the country. I think Travis and I, Commissioner Beese and I, attended an event and recognized him, and I think we learned there, Travis, that maybe over around 100 kids, at least, if not more, have been taken hunting that otherwise would never have gotten to go, and Jim's leadership made that happen. And of course, there are many other people who help and mentor and are there to help the kids. Then after that, there was a fundraiser where they raised $150,000 in that ballpark for conservation and youth hunting. Again, it's a very successful program. That's one of many things that Jim Skull has done along the way, and including he's now chairman of the governor's Habitat Fund. So we, Travis and I, recognized him, thanked him, gave him a Louisville Slugger bat personalized with Jim Skull on it, and thanked him for going to bat for us and the kids and everybody else, all that he does. And we wanted to make sure that we noted that today because of all he's done. So when you see Jim, thank him for all that he does. And we should probably also say that if the public has anybody they think deserves recognition, let us know and we'll get right on it. A lot of people do a lot of good things, and sometimes maybe we don't say thank you as much as we should. So that is that subject. Unless Travis, do you have anything you want to add?
No, not really. I think you covered it pretty good. That was well attended. I don't know how many people he was there. 300?
Yeah, several hundred.
You know, so it was really well attended and raised a lot of good money and sure helped kids out here.
Okay. All right, so we go on to number 6 and Tim McCurdy.
You kind of lost the oomph there, I think, Mr. Chairman. So we'll start over again on that one. But before we do, is that whoever's on 1924, we can hear a lot of background noise. You probably need to mute yourself. Also, people who haven't joined us on Zoom, is that unless you're like John Kotelnik, Chris, myself, or Rachel, everybody else would be, you know, normally would be no video at that point, because the chairman's looking at the screen like we are right now, and what he's looking for is people raising their hand or acknowledging some way. So we want to keep it as clean as possible, and that's happening. So sorry for doing a little groundwork. So
yeah. Did I miss something? Have their hand up?
You jumped right to the end, Mr. Sherman, but okay. we'll make do. Every year.
Okay. Now I understand. I didn't understand.
It's because this is a warm up really for the October meeting anyway. So the intent is today to talk who we're going to award the Sakara Safari Club International Wildlife Officer of the Year award to, and then it is Tim McCurdy, as you said. Tim, since I'm looking at you, the intent though is we're going to have the real ceremony when we all meet at Fort Pier in October. So that's when you'll get the actual plate, and you know, I'll talk about all the great things you do. I do want to recognize your time with the Guard. Thank you very much for that. So then if there's anybody else you want to join me, like your wife or somebody else, gives you time to be able to do that. So that'll be the official. So this is just a warm-up anyway, so Mr. Chairman, I think it's fine. But, you know, we're looking forward to that. So, Tim, congratulations from all of us. It's very well deserved. This is also driven by your peers, not just people in pure South Dakota. It truly is by your peers. So we're all very proud of the work you've done and what you do. So thank you for that. But we'll give you the official plate. We'll say all the right things here in another month. So anyway, congratulations, Tim.
Yeah, and I apologize.
You wonder why now, why you're asked to be part of it. So now you understand. So being out on your patrol, now you can go back to work. So but thank you very much. And you wonder why Andy wasn't telling me the other day what was going on. Now you understand why Andy didn't tell you anything.
Well, and usually on my agenda, it tells me who I should introduce to do the real work. And so never mind. I blew that.
No. Yeah, actually, it turned out perfectly fine, Mr. Chairman. Like I said, it truly is a warm-up. So this works out great. And Tim's going to be happy no matter what he said it or I said it. It doesn't make a difference. So, but Tim, we're looking forward to, you know, officially presenting to you here in October. So, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have. Thank you.